time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
Oh my God, it's the Juggling Author Podcast. Hey everybody, how you doing? Welcome to the show. My name is Jim Heskett, and today we're going to talk about authors juggling and not juggling balls or bowling pins or knives or anything like that. We're going to talk about juggling everything you have to do to be a successful author while you've got so much going on in your life. Last week, I did two episodes on Elmore Leonard's 10 Rules, and after listening back to them, I was kind of thinking that I was preachy in parts, and so I considered doing a palate cleanser and coming on here and apologizing for being preachy, but you know what? I'm going to double down on the preachiness, and so today is a preachy episode. Well, not so much preachy, but it's just my opinions, and I figure if you're listening to the show, then you don't mind hearing my opinions. Well, I try to focus a lot on my experience and not so much on my wisdom and opinion. I think it's all right if I do it a little bit. Now, here's what we're going to talk about today is the juggling author's 10 rules, patterned after Elmore Leonard's 10 rules. You might not remember this, but in late 2018, there was a certain author, who I will not name, who wrote 10 Rules of Writing. And it's not Elmore Leonard, because he died, rest in peace. But there was a different author who wrote 10 rules, like 10 rules for fiction authors or 10 rules of writing or something like that. I don't even remember. But this author was then mocked ruthlessly online by lots of people, particularly on Twitter, because, you know, Twitter is a wretched hive of scum and villainy where no decent person should go. But a lot of other authors in response wrote their own 10 rules of writing. And so I did not engage in the public mocking or defense of this author because I'd like to stay out of that kind of stuff. But I did write my own 10 rules of writing after giving it some thought. And so on this episode today is I want to tell you about what the juggling author's 10 rules of writing are. And so now here, without interruption, are the 10 juggling author's rules for writing. Number 1, story. What makes a story great is plot and character. That's what make readers read on. While it's great to know when to properly use a semicolon, the quality of your prose won't matter if the reader doesn't like your story. 2. Character. The reader needs to see herself in your character, at least in some measure. The reader needs to have a reason to care about what your character is doing. Find the humanity in everyone. 3. Plot. Give your character a desire which leads to a goal. Put obstacles in the way of that goal. Make the obstacles progressively harder. 4. Tension. Every story needs to have tension to keep the reader interested. You have to make the reader worried that your hero won't reach her goal. 5. Marketing. Once your book is done, you have to stop thinking of it as a piece of art. It becomes a product. Without that emotional distance, you'll never be able to sell it. 6. Kill your darlings. Hemingway's famous quote isn't literally about getting rid of your favorite things. He's saying you have to be objective about your own work. You have to be as ruthless with it as if someone else had written it. 7. Experience. You have to do a lot of living. Go places, meet different types of people, try different careers. If you're a liberal who can't put yourselves in the shoes of a conservative, you'll never be able to write one that's anything other than a caricature, and readers will know a caricature when they see one. Number 8. Don't shit where you eat. Be nice to people online and in real life, especially people in the publishing industry. You never know when a burned bridge can come back to haunt you. 9. Don't be boring. Elmore Leonard said to leave out the part that readers tend to skip. Above all, the greatest sin an author can commit is to lose the reader's attention by being boring. Once they put your book down, it's an uphill battle to get them to pick it back up. And number 10, never give up. The only way to ensure failure is to stop trying. All right, so that was my 10 rules. How's that for preachy? Pretty preachy, right? But I mean, I think these rules are compiled based on my experience in the publishing industry, and which I have I'm not J.K. Rowling or Stephen King, but I do have some experience in the publishing industry. And so hopefully those rules help you define some guideposts for your own writing. And that's all I really want to say about it. I think I should just let those rules speak for themselves. And I want to thank you for tuning in. If you like what you're hearing and you want to hear a little bit more, go to thejugglingauthor.com and drop in your email in the box on that front page. You'll get a free book where a short book where I talk about social media and how to make sure you're not wasting your time on it and effective ways to do automation with social media and stuff like that. And it's a nice little book, and I think you're going to find some value in it. So, and all it will cost you is your email address. Anyway, hope you're having a great day. Make sure that you eat your fruits and vegetables. And, you know, if you're a young person, drink milk. If you're a grown-up, probably not so much. But anyway, have a great day.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. Make sure to rate and review the show on iTunes and visit www.thejugglingauthor.com for free bonuses and more info about the show.